Praise the Lord. Let's look to the Word of God tonight. Have a word for in my spirit for tonight. Title, How to Heal a Wounded Spirit. How to Heal a Wounded Spirit. Proverbs 18 and verse 14 says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Spirit of a man will sustain his weakness. The New King James says even sickness. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? Shows the strength of a wounded spirit and a wounding that can take place in the spirit of a person. Word to Mary, the mother of Jesus, was, yea, a sword shall pierce through your own soul. And maybe we've had that experience where a sword has pierced through our soul. I don't think it's possible in this life to go through our days without a wounded spirit. It's something we all face, something we all have to deal with. How many have found that there are more than enough hurts to go around? And some people compare their wounds, but the Lord wants to heal our wounds, touch us within our spirit, touch us deep in our hearts, care for us, minister to that wounding, that brokenness that is there. There are many kinds of wounds that can take place in a person's life: betrayal, injustice, criticism, infidelity in marriage, a troubled family, maybe mistreatment as a child and growing up in a home. Injustice done to a child. These things bring wounding into people's lives. Maybe it's an unrealized dream or disappointment. Maybe sorrow and heartache, loss of friends, loss of loved ones. These things can put a wound in the spirit. The spirit of a man can sustain himself, his infirmity. But when you get wounded from without through different things, the Bible says, who can bear? Some of the greatest wounding that can take place in a person's life are hurtful words, words spoken. And Proverbs 18 and verse 8 says, the words of a talebearer, a whisperer, a slanderer, are as wounds, like as when men are wounded, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly, into the deepest recesses of a person's life. Words that cut and hurt and go down into a person's life. A wounded spirit, who can bear? Maybe we have some ministry wounds, employment wounds. Maybe you feel like even at your place of service, you've given so much and have received so little in return. Maybe you were just terminated one day and there was nothing that you had done even to deserve that. You felt pushed aside and pushed away. While Jeremiah, in his service, in his ministry, in Jeremiah 15, 18, he said, why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Wow, he struggled with it, didn't he? Why is my pain perpetual? Why is my wound incurable? These ministry wounds, these service wounds, which refuses to be healed. Well, the Lord wants to heal us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus said, but he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance of the captives, to bind up the wounds of the broken, to heal the brokenhearted. The Lord is the healer. I have 5 quick points tonight on how to heal a wounded spirit. Number one, you must be born again. Find healing in Christ. You know, the world has remedies and medications, but only the Lord has the real cure. Now, thankful the world has some remedies and can have some help for people in their wounds, but it's only when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and you know who you are in connection with the God of heaven, and he comes and ministers his salvation and his healing life, only then can you truly be cured of the wounds of the heart. We must find healing in Christ. The Bible says, I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit will I put within you. I'll take away that hard heart. Some people, when they're wounded, isolate. They pull away. They say, I'll never be hurt again. I'm not going to open up my life, but there's no healing there. That is to our detriment. We have to learn how to deal with our wounds so that we're not hindered in the purpose of God and in the fruitfulness of our life. Why should we be disinherited? Because some wound has come against us. We need to learn how to deal with it so we can get beyond it in the power of Christ and be raised up to serve Him. A new heart and a new spirit. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good like medicine. But a wounded spirit, a broken spirit, dries the bones, takes the life out of a person. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Where do we get a merry heart? A merry heart is the joy of the Lord. Jesus said, I'm going to put my joy in you, and no man can take it away from you. Don't give it up on your own. Nobody can take it away. A merry heart is the joy of the Lord. And so the Lord comes and ministers to us. A broken spirit dries the bones, but a merry heart does good, like a medicine. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. The Lord is near to those who have a crushed heart, a wounded heart. He saves such as come to Him with a contrite spirit, opening up their lives to Him. When we understand our acceptance before the Lord, how He loves us, we're accepted in the Beloved. We have a defense against the wounds of life. We have a defense against the wounds. The Lord comes to heal the brokenhearted, to touch us in those areas where no one else can touch us. Genesis 41. The young man Joseph was so wounded. Joseph, as a young man, 17 years of age, cast off by his own brothers, rejected by them, criticized by them. They sold him into slavery at 17 years of age. Such a wounding came upon his life. One would wonder if he could recover, but he said, "The Lord was with me." The Lord was with me. He cast himself on the presence of God. He said, God, you've got to come and help me deal with every circumstance, every wound, every injustice, every voice that's been raised against me, the rejection of my own family. When God raised him to the throne of Egypt and he came to a place of blessing, the Bible says Joseph called the name of the firstborn, his firstborn Manasseh. He said, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. For God has made me forget. God has made me forget. He said, God did it. God has made me forget. I just didn't work over my problems till I finally got over them. He said, I called on God. God has made me forget all my toil, all that wounding and brokenness. And then he said, I'm going to call my second son Ephraim, fruitful, doubly fruitful. He said, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. In the place where I was wounded, and Egypt was part of it, jailed and imprisoned, injustice, falsely accused. He said, God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. What a blessing of God. Jesus will heal our wounds as we cast ourselves on Him. Say, Lord, this is my wound. This is what has cut me to the deep of my being. I give it to you. We find healing in Christ. How to heal a wounded spirit? Well, you must be born again. You must find healing life in Jesus Christ. Number two, get in the Word and find a new way of dealing with things. Get in the Word and find a new way of dealing with things, with the wounding, with the brokenness, with the past hurts and things that have come. Soak in the Word. Soak in the promises of God till you find healing. meditate, memorize, muse upon the Word of God, those beautiful promises of God's Word, until you receive the power and anointing of that which will set you against the wounds of your life. Wounds come, but we're not defenseless against the wounds. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Spirit of God. We have the promises of God, and if we will let them, they will heal us and they will change us. We must resist the wounds, because they will try and surface from time to time. Even after many years, some of those thoughts, some of those anguishes try to come. We must resist the wounds, resist the wounds. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Say, not today, Satan. You're not going to steal my inheritance again today and break me down under that wounding or that hurt or those situations of the past. We must be vigilant. We must be watchful. We are not defenseless against the wounds of this life. We have the promises of God. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. What a beautiful promise. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. God says, I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds. Psalm 107 and verse 20, he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions, from their afflictions, from their distresses, from their wounds. Thank God for the promises of the Word of God. We can just go and set our life into those promises and let those promises come across our life and heal and minister to us and speak to us, because they are living words from the Holy Spirit who wants to release us and break the power of a wounded life so we can be fruitful even in the land of our affliction. Number three, fellowship with caring believers. Fellowship with caring believers. You know, we all need a lot of encouragement. How many know that's true? We need a lot of encouragement. There are a lot of battles. There are a lot of emotions. There are a lot of situations that we all face. The ups and downs and the winds of adversity and circumstances and things that happen, we all need a lot of encouragement. And one of the best places we can be is in the fellowship of God's people. Because with the brothers and sisters in Christ, when you get together, there is lifting up. There is encouragement. There are loving prayers. There's strength in the house of the Lord. Proverbs 12:25 says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. All I need is a good word for my brothers and sisters. It's amazing. People say something to you sometimes, you walk away, they just said one word, but it changes your life, it changes your mood, it changes what you're going through. You say, I just heard a promise from God. I heard a word from God. Heaviness in the heart does make it stoop. But when somebody gives you a word or a scripture or an encouragement, how good it is. A good word maketh it glad. I like Paul in Philemon 1:7 and verse 20. He said, for we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. Here was a man who would refresh the heart of the saints and bless them and encourage them. He'd walk around when he'd see the people of God, he'd refresh them, he'd encourage them. He'd come into the house of the Lord on a Sunday and he'd be there. How many people can I refresh today? I know people are tired. I know people are fatigued. I know people are worn down sometimes by circumstances. How many people can I bring refreshing to, encourage them, lift them up? And then Paul said to him, yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord. Apostle Paul was under house arrest in Rome. He said, I need some refreshing. This isn't easy being confined to this room. I've got joy in the Lord, and the Word of God is not bound. But man, I'm a man used to travel. I want to be on the road in evangelistic crusades and ministering out the gospel. He said, I'm bound. The Word of God, isn't it still going out? But he said, brother, refresh my soul. Refresh my heart in the Lord. Some other translations say, cheer me up. Comfort my weary soul, another one says. Paul is, the apostle is asking for this from the people of God. And my, how important it is for us. How to heal a wounded spirit? Get in fellowship with caring believers. Get in close in the house of God. Mix in tight with the people of the Lord, and you will get all the encouragement you need. The Bible says in Acts 2 that the early church continued steadfastly in fellowship. They knew how much they needed one another, how they needed the strengthening and the lifting up and the words and the encouragement and the life that would come from the people of God. How to heal a wounded spirit, fellowship with caring believers. Hallelujah. Number 4, immerse yourself in the atmosphere of praise and worship. Immerse yourself in the atmosphere of praise and worship. Let the healing streams of God flow over you. You hear the songs as they begin to come and they begin to build, and there's the grace of God and the healing anointing. Anointed song and anointed worship heals the people of the Lord. And so we receive it. We come and stand in the presence of the Lord, and we receive from the Holy Spirit through the music and through the lyrics that are there. We're receiving life and healing and ministry. Healing, the worship atmosphere is one of the most healing things you can ever experience. And we need it time and time and time again. Psalm 27, verses 4 to 8. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. To behold the beauty of the Lord is worship. To inquire is his word. Worship and the word. David said, from the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle, in his house. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about how he loves me. Just come into the house of the Lord and the worship, and let the streams of healing worship, the grace and the love of God wash over your life and cleanse you and heal you and refresh you and make you new time and time and time again. Psalm 102, 18. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven the Lord viewed the earth to hear what? The groaning of the prisoner. To release those appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. The Lord says, I gather my people together. A people are being created that praise the Lord. And I look down from heaven and I hear the groaning of the prisoner. And I feel the hurts of my people, and I feel the wounding that they go through. But I'm going to declare my name in Zion. I'm going to declare my praise, and my people are going to be healed in my presence. So let's make our way to Zion's hill, and let's bask in the glory of God's presence, and let's allow him to heal our wounds. Number 5, return to the will of God on your life. Return to the will of God on your life. Bible says, commit your works to the Lord and all your thoughts shall be established. Commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. If we will get active serving the Lord, our thoughts will be established. and all those woundings and questions and wonderings that go on and those thoughts that come and play against us, they will flee. They will vanish. Let's get back to serving the Lord with all our heart. That's one of the greatest ways to heal a wounded spirit. Jeremiah 15, 19 to 21. Therefore, thus says the Lord to Jeremiah, if you return and give up this mistaken tone of distrust and despair, then I will give you again a settled place of quiet and safety, and you will be my minister. And if you separate the precious from the vile, cleansing your own heart from unworthy and unwarranted suspicions concerning God's faithfulness, you shall be my mouthpiece. But do not yield to them. Let them return to you, not you to the people. And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall. They will fight against you, but they will not prevail over you. For I am with you to save and deliver you, says the Lord. And I will deliver you out of the hands of the wicked. And I will redeem you out of the palms of the terrible and ruthless tyrants. Now this is the place where Jeremiah said, is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable? So overcome with wounds. He said, my wounds are incurable. The verse before, God said, listen, if you will return to me, give up your mistaken tone of despair and distrust. Give up the talk about your wounding and how hurt you are. If you will get back to serving me with all your heart, there shall not be one person, one circumstance that will be able to prevail against you. For I am with you to deliver you and to redeem you. And God put his strength into Jeremiah, the man of God, and he walked out from the presence of the Lord and served faithfully the rest of his life. How to heal a wounded spirit. How to heal a wounded spirit. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. And I know many of us have experienced wonderful, wonderful healing from wounds and injustices and betrayals and difficult circumstances and sorrows. That's the work our God does until you can hardly remember them. It's like they have, you can think about them, but they have no more power over you. They cannot prevail over you. Because the Lord your God has strengthened you and redeemed you and set you free. And we live in the power of a greater life, the precious life of our Lord. Well, let's have the worship team come and let's close out with Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 35. Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, healing oil and cheering wine. And he set him on his own animal and brought him to a local church, an inn. Took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he gave him a double portion. He took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. That good Samaritan, of course, is Jesus. We all made our way down the road of life. Ever since Adam stumbled and fell among thieves, all of us have fallen among thieves. But there is a good Samaritan. He was the one rejected by the people as a whole. But he comes to where we are. He knows how to bandage us up. He knows how to pour oil and wine in our wounds. make us whole, set us on a beast of burden, bring us to the house of the Lord, take care of all the provision that we need, build us up so we can go back out and walk with purpose, walk with dignity in this life. You know, sometimes a priest, all the time, a priest and a Levite can't heal you. They can try and help you, but those two didn't. Sometimes an elder and a deacon can't help you. But there's one that can and always will, and his name is Jesus. He heals the brokenhearted. He knows how to heal a wounded spirit. If we put our trust in him, he will lift us up. He will lift us up, and we will live in his sight. Let's stand together tonight. Let Jesus heal your wounds. You may be here tonight. This is a general word, but you may be here tonight and you really are feeling a wounded spirit within you. Would you be so bold to step out from where you are? If this message is for you and you know the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, step out from where you are and come to this altar and say, I want the believers to come around me and I want them to pray over me and I want to be encouraged and I want to be healed and I want to be set free tonight. The Lord to pour in oil and wine tonight. The healing of wounds tonight. Oh, you'll think about them maybe in the days to come, but you know how to heal a wounded spirit. You know what the Lord has done. You know the promises of God now. You know how God wants to deliver you and help you, make you whole in all things. Just let those wounds go. Say, Jesus, here they are. Put in the oil, put in the wine. I'm done with them. I'm not defenseless against them. I have the promise of God. I have the healing of Jesus. I have the life of God. These things are not going to take me out any longer. These things are not going to hold me back because Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer of my life. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Others of you, come and pray with these that are at the front. Lay your hands on them. Surround them. Let them feel the comfort of God. Let them feel the strength of the body of Christ tonight. Such a deep and beautiful work tonight in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Just let the Lord speak in your spirit. Hear the word of the Lord in your life. Hear the Lord that you're free, that you're healed, that you're, these things are done in the name of Jesus. You have a destiny. God has a plan for my life. Hallelujah. Get on with the call of God. Get on with the service of the Lord. When these things surface from time to time, you have an armor. You have a weapon against them. You can stand in the freedom of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.